Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sudhir Mohandas from iFirst International. I'm right here in Sao Paulo, Brazil with Peter Maldara, who actually works for the Human Needs Project. It's really glad to have you here, Peter.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about something that is really interesting and fascinating. It's about basically the work you do in with human needs. Maybe you'd just like to share with our listeners.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Sudhir. As you said, I work with the Human Needs Project, which is a program that works in urban slums to provide the people that live there with the services that they need to work their own paths out of poverty. We have three different levels of services, and the first category of services is called the basic services, and this deals with the provision of clean, safe drinking water, showers, toilets, and laundry services for the people that live in these slums. Then the second category of services is called empowerment services, and this is the category of services where we have things like skills training for employment and training for entrepreneurship. We also have talent search. We have music studio, music recording, professional video production and photography, a whole set of services that are supposed to make sure that people acquire the skills that they need, the exposure that they need to be able to earn money and sustain themselves. And the third category of services is called the transformational services. And these essentially seek to move people away from traditional, environmentally unfriendly, and health unfriendly methods of cooking and lighting, like the use of charcoal, kerosene, and things like that, towards more environmentally friendly and health friendly methods like portable solar gadgets for lighting, ethanol for cooking, biofuel for cooking, and all of those sorts of things. So basically, in a nutshell, those are the three levels of services that we provide. And right now we have the prototype center in Kibera, Africa's largest slum. And that center is called Kibera Town Center. Yes.
That's a very big nutshell that you just explained to us. Am I correct to say that, Peter, you are in the management team?
Yes, you are correct.
And so how do you actually make decisions that are so diverse and vast in this concept? How does that work?
Well, as you know, Dr. Sudhir, every time you have a CEO or a director of some function in an organization, mostly the responsibility of making these decisions will rest with them. However, the Human Needs Project started differently. We started with what we used to call a flat structure. We had no hierarchy. And so everybody could work anywhere. All of them had been trained in the various operations of the center. And a few steps down the road, it became a little bit complicated. So we came up with team leaders, each team leader heading a certain department, and then reporting or answering to a few of us as directors. But more importantly, lately we have come into what is known as action learning, which has really, really changed the way we do things. So now this team sits down and uses action learning to solve the various challenges and difficulties that we come along along the way.
That's really interesting. So action learning is a key component to your decision making. Have you actually, over the period of time when you go through and made this, at least at your end, made any decisions that you think that have not delivered, or has a team found, and what have you done trying to overcome those issues?
Do you mean in the past, or do you mean using action learning?
Well, it could be in the past, or it could be even using action learning. I think just from an angle of when it comes to decision making, you know, there's always no foolproof method, right?
Yes,
you
definitely.
Never can see the future.
Definitely.
Now, through action learning, we understand that it normally helps you arrive at making decisions. But I'm talking more of the delivery at the result end. After you've actually had the process of action learning, what has happened? Have those decisions actually turned out to be for the better, or there are some things that not necessarily have turned out?
Well, that's a good question, Dr. Sudhir. We have I think the best way to answer this is to tell you that we have just only recently started using action learning. The second thing to let you know is that we keep data of all our processes and procedures and services. So when we realized that we need to re-strategize and we brought in action learning, we were quickly able to see some of the services that we are doing that have little or no impact at all, and we did drop those services. And I'll give you an example. We have a borehole that has got a capacity of 500,000 liters a day of clean, safe drinking water. Our objective is to supply this water to the members of this community that we serve. And we were not thinking about the various modes of supplying this water, so we had water bowsers or water trucks coming in and buying water in bulk quantities. And then going, we didn't think much about where they are taking it, but we came to learn later that they are going to the other end of the slum and selling the same water at a higher cost. At the same time, because of the mass production, our pumps were regularly, of course, the normal wear and tear and maintenance for pumps like that. So using action learning, we were able to decide that this is not a service that is worth our time. We should find better ways of getting the water to the community members, but we will not be selling water anymore to water bowsers.
And that's really good, because in most cases, most people in management are afraid to make those kind of decisions where they should stop certain things. There's this feeling of having this perpetuity of things go. And in what they say is, financial bleeding happens. That means money is just going off for projects that are not going to help in any way and what have you. So that's where you've stopped, and I'm sure you also continued certain things and also started something new, right?
Yes, we did stop that. Then we reprioritized some other services. For example, after doing a careful analysis of the data over the past 4 years that we have been in operation, we have realized that the most impactful service is training and internships and employment. So we did re-strategize and allocated more resources to training. And we, for example, did away with a cyber cafe and converted that into a classroom, and started an aggressive effort of getting more strategic partnerships that can lead into more training programs and internships and employment. That too is a new action learning inspired decision.
Excellent. And so training, when you say training, is it training on the job, or is it training going through a particular skill, new skill that you're learning, or is it through a workshop? What kind of training is that?
It's a new skill that one is learning. For example, we target mostly the youth between 18 and 26 years who have gone through basic high school education, but they are not able to access a university or a college for one reason or the other. So they do not have a skill, and therefore they do not have a way of earning employment. And so they feel helpless and hopeless. That's where we come in and equip them for about 3 to 6 months. We have different kinds of programs. And just to give you an example, professional video production, professional photography, and digital and literacy skills are some of them. So for between 3 and 6 months, they get hard skills that they can actually put into use right away. And then we work with partners to give them internships, and some employers commit to hire a number of these young graduates. And that's it. They end up working, and sometimes even now going to pay for their own college education using money that they have earned on their own.
Excellent, Peter. So that's really, really good to hear. And I do wish you much success in the future.
Thank you so much.
I look forward to coming back to you again and hearing what actually is happened over the last 1 year.
You are most welcome.
And so, do you actually have a website that people can actually look into?
Yes, we have a website. Our website is www.humanneedsproject.org. www.humanneedsproject.org.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Most
a pleasure.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, that's Dr. Sudhi Mohandas speaking to Peter Mathura. And we are, hopefully you can actually check up on www.ifirst international for further information.